Okay, we're on Hey Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan, Imati Lahai Krabacher, continuing on with the different psukim that they cried over. Rabbi Yochanan, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Vatisiseini bo levalo chinan. So he incited me when the levalo chinan, that he should be swallowed up for nothing. So he cried, he said, Evid, Sharabo, Misisinlo, Vinise, a slave which entices his master, and the master becomes enticed, gets angry at him. Takani Yeshlo, does the Evid have any hope? So too, if we anger Hashem and incite him, that we have any hope. Of Yochanan Kimatul High Krabach, he came to the following pasuk, he cried, Hein Bikdoshav Lo Yamin. He didn't, in his holy ones, he didn't trust. So he cried because he didn't trust his holy one. So b'man yamin, who can he trust? So what hope do we have? Yom achad havakazil d'orcha. Once Rabbi Yochanan was walking along the way, chazil hu gavra d'have man kitene. He saw a guy that was gathering figs. Shavi kanach d'matu v'shako hanach d'lo matu. But strangely enough, he was gathering the unripe figs, and the dafka, the ripe ones, he was leaving. So he thought that was quite strange. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the guy, Lav hani malin fe, aren't these better? You know, the ripe ones, why are you dafka taking the unripe ones? So Amar Lei, he answered him. He says, Hani lor chabeinan lehu. The reason is because we need these to take on the derech. We're going on the way. So therefore, hani, the ones that are not ripe, natran, they can stay. The honey, lo natran, these with the nosei, the ones that are ripe, you know, you're taking them on a long journey, they're going to go rotten very fast. So therefore, that's why you're dafka taking the unripe ones. So Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan, when he saw this, he reminded him of the pasuk, hainu dichsiv hein bikdoshav lo yami. Meaning that, what was the connection? He said, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he takes a young person who's sin-free away in this world when he's young, in order to save him, that he won't, because if he stays in the world, he might go bad. He might do sins, or he leaves the world sin-free, so it's to his benefit. So too, it's like these figs. Right? That a fig, which is ripe, that's like a tzaddik, a ripe fig. So he's young, but he's ripe. So if the problem with the ripe fig is that if you don't eat it now, it's going to go bad. So too, a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes him out of the world now before he goes bad. Whereas an unripe fig, you know, it can last a long time. That's a person who has sins. So he says, okay, then leave him in the world for a while, because anyways, it's no difference. He's already sinned, so you can leave him already. So Gemara asked, so Ini, is this true? I, the Hahu Talmida, the Haba Bishiva Vusei, the Rabbi Alexandria. There was a Talmud that was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria, the Shachi Vadazutar, and he died when he was a young man. The Amar, and what did Rabbi Alexandri say about him? Ibai Haimer Abanan Havechai. So if this young man would have wanted to live, he could have lived. Meaning, it was because of his Averis that he died. That he died young. I asked him, if that's the case, Vimisa, so that there's such a Hanhaga that sense, you know, makes the person leave the early in this world, because he doesn't have sin. So the Dilma Mihenk no Shavlo Yamin Haba. Maybe this he was in that category. So why do Rabbi Alexandria say, oh, he sinned, that's why he died early. Maybe Lafbeth, maybe he was totally sin free, and that's why he died early. So my answer is because Ahu, that Talmud, Mivat Birabosav Haba. Alexandria knew him, that he was one that was not Mechabed his Rabbanim. So he knew that he's not sin-free, and therefore he didn't die for that reason. Okay, see Rashi. The matu means that the figs when especially were ripe. Honey minturan. Otan shalom bishlu, the ones that were not ripe, are called sorkan. Ein memaras leka, they don't go quick, they don't go off quick. They don't rot so fast. Hainu the exiv, the girsa of the bach, ki heichi the b'te'enim. Just like with Te'enim Hatovos Yare Pen Yer Kivu, that the good ones, they might go rotten. So Afa Bachurim HaTzidikim, the Bachurim that are righteous, Nechazim Misa Pen Yechatu, they Dafka, you know, die because so they because they stay in the world, they might end up sinning. The zutar is beodos bachur. He died when he was young. Zii by high mirabanan liyos holech baderech tovim haveichai. They had this, Rabbi Alexander said about concerning this young man, that had he wanted to go in the right way, he would have lived. In other words, he died because of his sin. So he said, how do you know? Maybe he's in the category of Hank Kedosha. So he said, no, because he was Mivat Berabosaf. Rabbi Alexander, Haya Makirbo, Shelo Haya Mina Kedoshi. He knew he wasn't such a righteous person, this guy. It's even, it says, quote, the Pasuk in Kohelet, the Tov lo yeh l'rasha, good won't be for the Rasha. The lo yarich yamin ketzel, and he won't have length of days like the shadow. Asher einenu yare, because he is not fearing milisnei Elohim in front of Hashem. So we see from here, Vatanya in Maseches Kiddushin, that mora, what is this? We said he's not yare. So what is this mora? Morazu ein any of the yamau. I don't know what it is. But when it says Vadarta Pnei Zakin V'yareisa Melecha says Yira, so Rabbi Omer, that's Morazu Kavod Chachamim, and this is what this Bachur was lacking. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahai Krabachim, when he came to the following pasuk, he cried. It says V'karafti Aleichem L'mishpat, I'll bring you close to judgment. V'yisi Eid Memahir, and I'll be a swift aid v'machashavim u'vanafim u'vanishbein l'shaker, in those that are do kishuf, like sorcery and adultery and swear falsely, u'oske atzachar sachir, and who withhold wages. And so we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu here is the one, he's a quick aid, he testifies and judges the person both. So therefore he cried, Evich Rabo Mekarvo Lazuno. Here we have so too a master that is also witnesses and judges his slave quickly. Takani Yeshlo, does he have a hope? So too with us, the Gabi Koshbo. Zamar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oy lanu sheshakal aleinu akasu kalus kachamuras. He commented on this pasuk. He says, woe to us that Hashem, you know, takes into account to treat equally. Right, light avers, heavy avers. Here in the same pasuk, it speaks about someone who withhold wages. Okay, it's not a nice thing, but how can you compare it to adultery and sorcery, or whatever? These are much more serious avers. Yet they're all treated kilo the same. The kalos and the chamuras, they're all sort of serious in the eyes of Hashem. Okay, Rashi here, kalos ka chamuras that oske snachasich schir. We're treating the light ones kemenafim umechavach hashafim. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Kol amate dino shel ger. Whoever perverts the judgment of a ger, of a convert, kiilu mate dino shel malas. If he's doing so, perverting the din of Hashem. Shneemar, as it says, umate ger, umati ksiv. You can read it chaser as if it's Hashem saying, you're mate me. You're perverting me. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Kol ose davar, anybody who does something, you know, something bad, umischarit bo, but he has charata, mochalim lo miyad, he's forgiven right away, and he's not judged for it, shneemar, as it says in the end of the pasuk, velo yiruni, the earlier pasuk, and they don't fear me, so mashma, ha, a yiruni, if they would fear me, and they would regret, they would have charata, then mochalim lo miyad, immediately forgiven. Rashi, Mate Ger, Bahai Kraksiv, it's in the same pasuk, Velo Yeruni, Bahai Kraksiv. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Mati Lahai Krabachi, when Rabbi Yochanan came to the following pasuk, he cried. Ki, as called Maiset, Ha'elokim, Yavi B'mishpat. And all the actions of man, Hashem will bring to judgment. And then it says, Al Kol Ne'elam, things that are hidden. Meaning even things that the person doesn't even realize that are averas, like they're B'shogeg. Evid Shirazani cried. Why? Because Evid Shirabel Shokelo Shkagos Kizdonos. Here we have those which are Zadon, and we have the ones that are Nelam treated the same way, even though they're like Shogeg, Takana Yeshlo. So the master that treats them equally, the Shogeg and the Mazid, what hope does he have? Now the Gemara says, My Al Kol Nelam. What's an example of an Avera which a person doesn't even realize, you know, that it's bad, that he's doing something wrong? Shogeg, Amarav, Zahore Kina, Misnei Chavero, Venimaspa. Somebody who kills like a louse, in front of a his friend, and his friend gets all disgusted from it, and it bothers him, but the person doing it doesn't realize, oh, yeah, okay, big deal, you know, but he doesn't realize that it's disgusting to his friend. So Shmuel Amar, a similar idea, Zeharak Bifnei Chavero Venima, somebody who spits in front of his friend, he thinks he's not doing anything wrong, big deal, but his friend's disgusted from it. So that's an example of those hidden averas. So the pasuk continues, the above pasuk continues, says, Im tov im ra, that a person is going to get judged for the good and the bad. So the obvious question is, what's the good? Why be judged for the good? Okay, the bad I can understand, but why should a person be judged for the good? It's good. So Amri Devei Rav Yana, he says, no sense, saka la'ani b'farhesya. It's referring to somebody who gives tzedakah, therefore it's good, it's a nice thing, he's giving tzedakah, but he's doing it in public, he's giving it to the ani in public, and thereby embarrassing him. Kihad Rabbi Yanai, chazilahu gavra dekayai zuz ani befresya. Like Rabbi Yanai saw this guy, that he's giving a tzedakah, zuz, to an ani in public, he's embarrassing him. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yanai said to the guy, mutav delo yahavitle. Better you shouldn't have given him anything, mehashtar yahavitle, then as opposed to now, and you gave him and you embarrassed him. You shouldn't have given him. Right, so that's he's involved himself, so that's a different story. It obviously doesn't bother him. But he doesn't care to the bother. The Rabbi Shiloh Amru, there are no saints stuck on the Isha Besafe there, the Kaimaisila. He says, referring to somebody, the good thing that's bad is somebody that he's giving tzedakah, he's giving to a woman in a private place, quiet place, that he's bringing a chashad on himself, that maybe he's suspicion on himself, maybe, you know, he's doing something with this woman. The Rava Amar, he says, it's referring to somebody who's sending his wife a meat. It was not the menukar. It wasn't the chaylev wasn't taken out from it, and he sent it to her on Erev Shabbos when there's not much time. She's in a big rush, so she doesn't have time to do it properly. Take out the chaylev and causing a michshel. I asked the Gemara of a harava. He himself that says this is a bad thing. He himself used to do this. Mishagi used to send on Erev Shabbos meat to his wife that was not menukar. So the Gemara answers shiny. Bas Rechista. Rava's wife was the daughter of Rechista. She was a big tzedekis. The kimle begava de bekiya. That he knew that she was a big vaki and she wasn't going to run into any problems with everything properly. So therefore, by her, it was okay. Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahaikra bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan came to the following pasuk, he cried. It says, Vayakim simseena. Also, Ros, Rabos, when he comes upon him, he's the terrible. Rose, many rose to tzaros and distress. So he cried. Why? Because Evet Sharabu Mamsilo rose to tzaros. We see if a slave that his master brings upon him all these terrible things, Takana Yeshua, does he have any hope? My rose to tzaros. What are these rose to tzaros? What are they? So I'm a Rav, they are rose and not to tzaros. Two separate things, but they go together. They're raos that become tsaros zulazu. A tsara, like we have a woman that's a co-wife, is a tsara. Means that the evil is next to each other. We're going to see what that is in a second. Could go on, for example, somebody who gets bitten by a zibura ve'akraba. Gets bitten by a wasp and a scorpion same time. We'll see why that's not a good thing. Rashi explains. Okay, first let's see Rashi. He has called myself Kim Yavim Mishpat al Kol Ne'alam. The Afal and Ne'alamas Mimenu, even things which are hidden from him. Shas Hashogi did Bishogeg, who maybe Yobim Mishpat gets judged on. Al Kol a field of Armuat Bimashmi, even something little. Vinimas, and the person, his friend, gets disgusted. Ketzed Das the Chavero, but the Var's friend gets disgusted. Ma'im Tov, what's the good? The Mashma Afal Atova Mivyom Mishpat. He gets judged even on the good. Why should he get judged for the good? She'ena mechutah, he sends a meat that's not mechutah, she'ena menukar. It's not cleaned out from mina chelev, from mina gidin hasurin, from the chelev and the gid that's not removed at Arash. So he sends it on air, Arvi Shabbat, so she mitoch, she memarin, la sos, so he Shabbat, she'ena notnim lo, Since it was on Erev Shabbos, a big rush, getting things done, so you don't pay attention if the meat was properly menukar. Tzara smucha zo lezo is lashon v'kiyasta tzarata. Like lashon, we said tzara two nashim, shtei nashim yacha. Okay, so now, why is an example of this, someone who gets bitten by a wasp and a scorpion? So Rashi explained, nakid haki, we use this as an example, mishum di amrinam ha-mesechus avodah zarah, the perek ein ma'amidim, that chamimi la'akrava v'kariri l'zibura. The cure for each one of these bites is the opposite. The cure for an akrav, a scorpion, is to put it in hot water, whereas for a wasp bite, it's kriri, it's cold water. And not only that, v'chilufa sakanta. And if you do the opposite, it's a sakana. So if I put, somebody puts his scorpion bite, he's supposed to put it in hot water, he puts it in cold water, it's dangerous. So here, he's got a problem, because he got bitten by a scorpion and a wasp together. So hilkach, so hecha de nachte zibura v'akrava, he got bitten by both, so they're not sara zuzuzu. The lace, there's nothing he can do. A little bit creary, because if he puts it in cold water, the kashal is akrav, that's going to be dangerous because of the scorpion bite. But a little bit chamimi, he can't put it in hot water, the kashal is ibura, because it's dangerous because of the wasp bite. So he's in trouble. Okay, back to the Gemara. Shmuel Amar. So he's another example of something good that is really bad. And zem mamsilo maos la'ani, this refers to somebody who gives money to a poor person, v'shas tachako, when he waits till times are tough. Meaning, if you give the ani money when things, his matzav is not so terrible, he'll have the money, he can have it around, and when things in the shuk are on sale, he'll have the money to buy it, and he can get a lot for his money. But he waits to give the ani right, when he's desperate, so he can't, wait for when things are low price in the shuk. He's going to have to buy things right away and pay the high price. And so you want to do a good thing, but you're not doing it. In the end, it's not so good, giving it the wrong time. So Amarava, Hainu Damarinchi, is what people say, Zuzel Alala, Lo Shchicha, but Lisa is Shchiach. We'll see what that is in a second, and Rashi. Okay, so Rashi says, Zem mamtzi maos la'ani b'shastako, le'elkai, it's going on what we were talking about before, im tov v'imra, you can do something good and it's bad. Haragilam tzitzako la'ani b'shastako, somebody who gives this tzaka to ani when he's in a bad strait. V'lo kodem shastadachaka, not before, she'achol levakesh, when it's on a tzav, v'leknaton b'shastako, he had it earlier, be able to buy it, and when things are on sale, get more for his money. So la'lala, this is the expression that people say, that it's zuz la'lala. Zuz la'lala means liknot fua, the metargim va'ula sara. So it means to buy food. So people say a zuz to have, when he has zuz, to buy food is lo shchiach. You're not giving him the zuz in a good time. So he doesn't have the zuz when he needs it, when he can buy things which are on sale, like we said. That's if it's not shchiach. But when does he have to get his money? Not the wrong time. Lislisa shchiach. Lislisa means Rashi lehefsid el ibud. Zuchach shamatzi. But v'lini reses Rashi liknot v'shas hadachak. Mazon shehu tole b'salo. So you're giving it to him at a bad time, like we said, a time when he's at a dachak. When he puts the food in his basket, kina amar mar, his expression is in psachim, it says tala silta tala mizoni. Somebody who hangs up his basket and puts his bread in his basket that's hung up is his sustenance, his mizonis is hung up. Tala ibabese kashmini, somebody who hangs up his bread in his house, it's a sign of brings on aniyus. So therefore, it's an expression that he has. When does he have his zuz? L'slisa shchiach. He has it when times are bad. When his expression goes, when his like basket's hanging, and therefore his times he's in dachkus when he's very poor. Then he has. Then you give him money. Then he has his money. That's the wrong time, as we said. Okay. Finally, v'chpes in another pasuk in what's it called? What?
Wood.
Yeah, in Netzavim. That's Netzavim. It says, Zechara pi bo bayomahu, vazavti vistarti panai mayhem. So he says, Hashem says, get angry, Zechara pi my anger will be kindled on him bayomahu on that day. Vazavti vistarti panai mayhem, and I'm going to leave him, and vistarti panai, I'm going to have Hester pani. Vayalechol, the pasuk continues. So Amara Bardala Bar Taviome Amarav Kol She'eno Behester Panim, anybody who's in Galus doesn't witness the Hester Panim, so that's a sign that Eino Mehem, he's not from Zer Yisrael. So Tafdes Yidden that has see this witness this Hester Panim, that's a sign that they're from Zer Yisrael. And Kol anybody She'eno Bevaya Lechol, anybody who's not they'll be for like food, meaning their money's gonna be taken over by the goyim. Whoever's money is not taken over by the goyim, Eino Mehem is not from Zer Yisrael either. Rashi says Eino Mehem means Zer Yisrael. They're not from Zer Yisrael. The Ksiva says Yisarki Panai Mehem. So who does Hashem give Hester Panim? Mehem to the Yid. So if he has Hester Panim, it's signed as the Yid. And Shitzoek Mitzara Sabaos Alav the Eino Nene. He's cries and he's not answered. The stars keep coming. That the goyim take over his money. Amru le Rabbanan the Rava. Rabbanan said to Rava. Mar referring to, he said to Rava. Lo behester panim beisay velo bevayalechol beisay. Says, wait a minute, Rava. You don't have these things. You don't. They don't take away your money. You don't suffer whatever. So what? You're not a yid. So Amalu, Rava answered him. He said, "Ha, mi yaditzu kama mishadarna betzina beishaver malka." He says, "If you only know, you don't know what goes on behind the door. Like I have to give a lot of money to the king Shafur, right? The Shavur Malka. I give the king all kinds of money. I get bribery, whatever. So you think I don't have? You know, my money doesn't go to the goyim. It goes. Guns fine." But even so, afilu haki, that he would himself send the money to the, you know, quietly, but yavu be rabbanan in ayu, since they gave him like an ayin har over here, by saying, oh, you don't give your money to the goyim. So by saying that, it's like an ayin, it gave him like an ayin hara. So ara haki, shadr, devei shavar malka, ve garbu. So they sent these men, and they ransacked his house, they looted him, they took all his money. So Amar, when that happened, he commented, "Hainu d'sani." He says, "That's what says in the bright side." Amar Bishamim ben Gamliel, "Kol makom shenasnu chachamim einayim omiso oni." Anytime the chachamim look critically at somebody, so it's going to lead to bad, either to miso or to oni. In his case, as we see, it was oni. Okay, finished up. Rashi, "V'garbuhu min shaluluhu," that they looted him, took his stuff. Okay. So tomorrow we have a work cut out for us.